Hey, everybody. Pete Bowman here from the Fish in Canada show. And when I'm not on the water, I'm listening to my good buddy Steve and that other guy, Ange, on the Outdoor Journal radio show. Yeah, that's right.
He's such an idiot, eh? I every time I hear something like that, it just reaffirms my belief. I made a mistake 32 years ago. Big one. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. He is Steve, apparently a famous radio voice.
I wouldn't say
but
famous.
Right now, he's just acting as my gopher behind the glass, pushing buttons. Okay,
I wouldn't say famous, man.
Derek Reddeo, Jessica Ellis on the board, who really run the show. They're the ones who have got all the technical know-how and abilities to make things happen.
I could go for a smoke right now.
But Steve here, apparently, he's just,
button pusher.
You and your buddy, both. Mr. Bowman and you. I can see a long career for both of you. I don't know what end, but I can see a long career happening. It's been a while since we talked to this young lady. I don't know why. It just seemed kind of odd that we haven't had her on the program for, I don't even know how long it's been. Somebody's got to check that out. And I'm sure, actually, she'll know because she keeps a record of everything. Her name is Lori Marcil, and she is the executive director of Nature and Outdoor Tourism Ontario, or as some of us know it, as NOTO. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Good morning, Ange. How are you?
How long has it been since you've been on the program?
I would say, well, it was right when they brought the spring bear hunt pilot back in. So I'm thinking almost 5 years ago.
Oh, my God. What's going on? Like, did you piss somebody off? Like, what's happening?
You know? I don't know. What did I do to you?
I don't know. Like, I have the Cranberry Festival Queen has been on the program more often than you. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyways, always a pleasure talking to you. Yes. Always a pleasure talking to you, Lori. You know, we run into each other at various events and always share stories, war stories usually. But let me just tell folks about NOTO for just a moment. You know, really, you're the voice of the lodges and resorts and outfitters who are located in Northern Ontario, and in some cases, the only voice. And let me tell you, if there is a group of people anywhere on this planet that need a voice, it is the lodge, resort, and outfitter owners of Ontario. And you guys do a great job of representing them. Hats off to you.
Well, thanks. It's been it's the organization celebrating actually its 90th year this year.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, 1929.
You don't sound even half that age.
No, but I have been with, I'm the longest standing employee of NOTO at 28 years.
Oh, nice. Good Lord. 28 years you've been there?
I know. Crazy, eh? Over
Holy
half my life.
Macro. No kidding. So tell us some of the things that go on from day to day. What does NOTO do? Give us a snapshot in the life of NOTO.
So we serve three different bodies, predominantly, obviously, the lodges and the camps and those owners. We work with them very closely to help them negotiate regulations, you know, try to figure out what they're supposed to do to comply. Also, you know, get their feedback on how regulations might be improved to help tourism grow and to help them be able to continue to do what they are doing. Then we also work with, we take calls from consumers who are trying to figure out whether they're, like if it's a non-resident, whether they're admissible into Canada because they're trying to juggle these, you know, what's going to happen to me at the border? How do I get a fishing license? You know, all those kinds of questions. You know, this is what I want to do when I come to Ontario. This is the kind of place I want to stay. Do you have a list of people? You know, and we have that. And then we deal with government on a regular basis as well. We consult with industry on their behalf. We sit on committees. You know, there's a lot of work that we do with government. A lot of it is education about the actual tourism industry and, you know, trying to help them better understand, the positives around tourism. And it's, in my mind, all positive, of course. So those are the three bodies that we work with, that I work with on a daily basis.
And, you know, folks might be saying, well, what kind of help could an outfitter or a resort owner possibly want? They're in the middle of God's country. They're in the middle of nowhere. There's no rules and regulations that they need to worry about. They just go there and, you know, open up and have at it. But we know that that's certainly not the case. I was recently involved with you, I guess a couple of months ago, about, you know, some outfitters, and I'm talking about people like Betty McGee at Pine Portage and Dave McLaughlin at Lodge 88, like some of the iconic lodge owners who really are the backbone of that industry in Canada, had some concerns with regards to forestry and clear cutting and access and all kinds of stuff. And without NODO, I mean, God help them is all I got to say. You know, so
it's true. It's very true. I mean, we're constantly having to, you know, remind government that tourism is an industry and that we are one of the key economic drivers for the province of Ontario. Right now, we're looking at stats that are telling us that tourism alone brings in more revenue to the province than forestry, mining, and agriculture now combined. So there has to be some preservation of wilderness and, you know, that we have to, that's what we're selling. That's what we're, that's what those people are paying the big bucks to come and see is this natural environment that we're so blessed to have. So, you know, when things, and we know that the forestry company, it's not that we're saying that we can't coexist. It's let's not wipe out one industry to save one industry.
And let me just add this too to your to sweeten the pot, if you will. Let's not forget that from a tourism standpoint, not only is it incredibly profitable, but it's all black ink. And and the forestry industry, and we do need to, you know, it is an industry, and we do need it. We can't stop cutting trees. It's just not going to happen. But it's mostly subsidized by us. And I think that's where we often, what we forget. And a lot of ministers that come into this portfolio take sort of that approach of, well, you know what, let Mother Nature do her thing. She'll look after everything. All the resources will look after themselves. It's really, you know, looked upon as a portfolio. There's not a lot of work involved, and we know that that's not the case. And we just lost probably one of the best ministers of tourism that I've ever seen in my life, in Tibolo. And I'm concerned about that. I don't know how you feel, but I'm concerned about it. And we need to, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think right now we're anxious to meet with the new Minister of Tourism, Lisa McLeod. I don't know much about her. I have seen some tweets where she indicates that, you know, she's mentioned that she's eager to start the position. She knows about tourism. She likes festivals. But it just, that was sort of a note to me to say, okay, we need to start at square one. And, you know, we need to get in to see her and say, okay, so let me explain to you our sector of tourism and how important it is. So we have to, you know, every time they shuffle ministers, or even senior level ministry staff, it's kind of like, oh, here we go again. But I mean, at the same time, we're educating more people. And all of, like, Minister Tibolo still knows who we are and what we do, and he's still working within the government. So we know that he's a very strong advocate of tourism, particularly our sector. He's going to be a very busy man, but, you know, we know that there's another person now that, that knows and understands the industry that can be, you know, within government fighting for us. So, you know, it, but, you know, I'm anxious to meet with Minister McLeod, and we're going to look at it as a very positive opportunity to, again, educate someone else, and hopefully work very closely with her to see that tourism can grow.
Yeah, and it makes the 28 years go by when you can do that all over again, over and over, re-educate.
Well, I was, you know, we were dealing with the bear issues recently, and we've gone through four ministers in that small three-year window of working on some of the issues. So,
It's a tireless, thankless job that you do, and we just don't have enough folks like you out there for sure. Before I let you go, I have to ask you a question, and it was asked of me recently. This whole Airbnb thing that's really taking off all over the planet, is it affecting your industry at all? You know, does it have any impact on Northern Ontario's beds and meals?
I believe that it does, but I believe there's some things in the works that might, you know, help alleviate some of the frustrations that I think there's a huge gap of who really understands what Airbnb is and who's regulating that. It does need to be regulated. How is the private cottage owner any different than our tourist camps when they're selling vacations to their properties or renting out their properties? I mean, they should have to comply with the same regulations that our guys do, because our guys are regulated because of public safety in most cases, like the Ministry of Health, you know, your drinking water, your septic systems, so MOE, you know, all of these different ministries have regulations to protect people and environment. They should have to comply with those same regulations. So, you know, that's our concern. Yes, we have seen more of that. It's making almost the black market of private cottage rentals, deemed acceptable. And it really, you know, there needs to be some caution for sure.
For sure. For sure. Like everything else. Laurie, thank you very much for joining us.
You're
again.
Very
Don't
welcome.
Be a
thank
stranger.
You very much.
Don't be a stranger. When you got something to say, call us. We obviously, we're like everybody else. We kind of sometimes forget the North.
Well, I won't let it happen again.
Laurie, thank you very much. Have a great long weekend. Great Canada Day weekend to you.
Camping on the shores of the Rideau right now.
Nice. Say hello to the folks there for me.
Will do. Take care.
You too. Laurie Marcil, Executive Director with Nature and Outdoor Tourism Ontario, or NOTO.